holy temple was the tabernacle.
啊，那会幕里面有什么？
What were in the tabernacle?
啊，会幕里面有两部分，一个是圣所，一个是至圣所。
There were two sections in the tabernacle, the holy place and the holy of holies.
至圣所里面有什么？
What are in the holy of holies?
至圣所里面有什么？诗恩的宝座还有约柜啊，那圣所里面有什么？
What are in the holies, the holy place?
啊，金灯台，还有
the golden lamp,
陈设饼，还有一个什么？洗桌盘大概是在外面嘛，啊，金香坛哈，金香坛，这个洗桌盘是在圣所的外面哈，啊，那这个会幕就成为以色列百姓跟神相会的地方。
So the tabernacle became a place where the Jews meet God.
常常这个会幕被云遮盖的，然后神就在这个降到这个会幕里面。
Often the tabernacle was covered by a piece of cloud, and God descended upon.The tabernacle.
那这个大祭司一年一度啊进到这个至圣所。
Once a year, a high priest would enter into the tabernacle.
为以色列百姓祈求。
To pray for the Israelites.
神在施恩的宝座要降下来，施恩给他们。
And God would give mercy to them.
所以以色列百姓成功的走完这个旷野哈，有几个重要的因素。
So there are several reasons, as to why they were able to walk through the wilderness successfully.
我们这样子要从这个出埃及记这样把它分析啊，以色列百姓走完旷野几个不可缺少的因素。
What are the several criteria needed necessary for the Israelites to walk through the wilderness?
啊，第一个是什么？从天上降下来。
First,
manna.
Manna.
第二个。
Second.
走在他们前面的云柱火柱。
The pillar of cloud and fire.
那第三个，他们安营的中心。
The center of their camp,
会幕啊
，the tabernacle.
那第四个
，fourth
啊，带他们到这个西乃山上祈求神赦免了。摩西
，the one who led them to Mount Sinai, Moses.
啊，以色列百姓成功走完旷野的这个四个，不可以少一个。
So they were able to complete the journey successfully, only because of these four criteria.
Manna, 云柱火柱
，pillar of cloud and fire.
会幕。
Tabernacle,
摩西
and Moses.
那这个四个今天讲在讲什么？
What does these four criteria mean today?
我们在信仰生活当中啊，有四个非常重要的因素。
There are four important factors in our spiritual journey.
第一个 ，manna 就是神的话。
First, manna, the word of God.
要接受神的话，我们才会得到力量。
It is only by receiving the word of God can we have strength.
还有属灵的生命。
And to have spiritual life.
生命才会丰盛。
And have an abundant life.
要接受云柱火柱的引导。
We should allow the guidance of the pillar of cloud and fire.
我们才会走在神的旨意上。
Then we can walk in the will of God.
得到神的保护。
To receive the protection from God.
来，要亲近教会。
Third, we should draw close to God.
那个会幕就是教会。
The tabernacle is the church.
所以教会是充满万有者所充满的。
Because the church is filled by one who fills all.
我们不要翻圣经哦，这一节记在哪一卷？
Where does this Bible verse come from?
啊，教会是充满万有者所充满的。
The church is filled by the one who fills all things.
前面一句话就是，啊，教会是耶稣是教会的头了。
The previous verse says that Christ is the head of the church.
在哪一卷？以弗所书哈。
The book of Ephesians.
这个教会哈，教会不是会堂，教会是信徒的集合。这个是充满万有者，就是天上神所充满的。
So the chapel is not the building, it is a congregation of members.
好，因此我们在信仰生活当中哦，很重要要有教会。
So it is very important that we have church as the center of our life.
这是我们神跟人相会的地方。
This is the place where man meets God.
哦，所以有的人哦，这个移民到美国来，搬到没有教会的地方去。
So some people immigrated to United States and go to a place without a church.
啊，过了几年，信仰变成很软弱。
And after a few years, their faith dwindled.
啊，最近有一个青年在见证。
Recently, a youth testified.
他说他弟弟以前在台湾是住在教会里面。
that his brother used to live in the church in Taiwan.
很热心啊。
He was very zealous.
那后来他到美国来读书。
But then his brother came to the United States to study.
读了两年啊。
After 2 years.
到一个没有教会的地方去。
He was at a place without a church.
啊，他读完了要回到这个台湾去。
After he studied, he decided to return to Taiwan.
经过洛杉矶。
Dropped by Los Angeles.
然后他哥哥要他来教会，他弟弟不想要来。
So his brother wanted him to come to the church.
也不想要祷告。
He didn't want to pray.
所以这两年离开教会，信仰就下坡了。
So within those 2 years, his faith backslided.
所以教会很重要。
So the church is very important.
那第三个就是摩，第四个就是摩西。
The fourth point is Moses.
啊，摩西就是教会里面需要有属灵的、神所同在的这些领导人员。
The church needs spiritual leaders.
如果教会里面有神同工这个属灵的代导人员带领人员呢，我们的信仰会得到很大的造就。
If we have spiritual leaders guided by God, our faith will be greatly edified.
好，那个圣殿啊，那个会幕啊，出埃及所走那个会幕，那后来就演变成为圣殿。
So the tabernacle transformed itself into the holy temple.
那个圣殿到新约时代就演变成为教会。
And this holy temple later became the church in the New Testament era.
所以那是神人相会的地方。
So it is a place where men meet God.
所以旧约时代的圣会幕跟圣殿是有形的。
The tabernacle and the holy temple are all tangible things.
新约时代的教会是属灵的。
However, the church in the New Testament era is spiritual.
所以被掳以后，圣殿被拆毁。
After the captivity, the holy temple is destroyed.
那他们又回来重建圣殿。
And they return to rebuild the temple.
可见这个两个殿呢，这中间有一阵子是变成屏蔽了。
So we can see that between the temple and the rebuilding of the temple, there was a period of time when there was no temple.
好，那旧约时代这一个历史事件呢，到新约时代有它属灵的含义。
And there is a spiritual meaning to this.
那个
in the New Testament era.
啊，原来所罗门所建那个殿。
The original temple built by Solomon.
啊，跟以后这个所罗巴伯他们所重建的殿。
And the rebuilt temple by Zerubbabel.
一个是指的使徒教会。
One refers to the apostolic church.
一个是指的真教会。
Another refers to the true church.
所以这就进入第四点了，重建圣殿的预表性。
So we are going to the fourth point, the prefiguration of the rebuilding of holy temple.
提摩太后书第二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那当兵的人喜悦。第五节。
Five.
人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。第六节。
Six.
劳力的农夫，你应当先得粮食。这里用三件事情来比喻基督徒。
Here Paul used three analogies to describe a Christian.
第一个，他是当兵的。
First of all, a Christian is a soldier.
第二个，他是比武的。
Second, he is the one who competes as an athlete.
那第三个，他是农夫。
Third, a farmer.
所以，我们来这里参加神学班，就是学习这三件事情了。
So we are here to learn these three things.
第一个叫学习当兵啊。
First, we learn to be a soldier.
那当兵有几个特性啊
？There are several characteristics of a soldier.
不将事物缠身。
He does not get involved in civilian affairs.
所以我们暂时啊离开你的家庭，离开你的学校，离开你的工作，我们来到这里。
So we have temporarily put aside our family and our school life to come here to study.
来这里学习当属灵的兵啊。
To learn to be a soldier for Christ.
到最后的目的就是叫那造他的人喜悦，就是天上的神。
And ultimately, we will please the one who had called us.
那还有这个当兵的这里没有写。就是当兵的就是要学习过团体生活。
A soldier should also know how to get along with other people.
你看你们现在这个头发，每一个人形态都不一样。那一旦去当兵，全部都理光头。
If you go to serve in the army, you have to have the standard haircut.
啊，你现在衣服啊，七彩的，到当兵全部脱下来，我换成当兵的衣服。
And you also have to wear a uniform in the army.
啊，你们现在有的在家里睡很舒服的床，啊，到当兵去啊，全部都睡一样的。
You may be sleeping on a comfortable bed at home, yet you have to sleep on standardized bed in the army.
哦，所以我们在这里啊，就学习操练啊，过属灵的生活。
So we are here to discipline ourselves to lead a life of spiritual life.
啊，因此我们在教会里面要啊考虑别人。
So we should be considerate.
啊，那我们大家就能够很快乐的住在一起四五天了。
Then we can happily dwell together.For the 2 weeks.
啊，去年我们有人反映说，我们这个好像在当兵，啊。
Some people reflected that for the last seminar, they felt as if they were in the army.
啊，因为从早上到晚上，这个 schedule 都是照进度一直去。
For the schedule was carried out according to as planned.
啊，这个团体生活难免是要这样的。
It is more difficult to live together with other people.
哦，一定要一个共同的规矩。
There must be some rules and regulations.
啊，使这个整个团体能够啊，能够啊，很有秩序的在进行。
So that everything can be carried out in an orderly manner.
所以我们在这里学习当兵啊。
So we are here to learn to be a soldier.
那接下去就是在场上比武，要按着规矩。
Secondly, we are competing as an athlete according to the rules.
啊，所以你看那个在打棒球、打篮球都有它的规矩。
We see that there are rules to baseball and basketball.
哦，你用脚踢球，这个打篮球就犯规了。
And you will foul if you kick the ball.
哦，所以要有规矩。
So there are rules.
啊，那这个上次圣经这个规矩当然是指的圣经的教训了。
Of course, the rules here refer to the teachings in the Bible.
哦。但是有一些跟圣经没有关啊，也是要帮助我们啊，在这里能够有最大的收获的。
But there are some rules not stated in the Bible which we should also follow for our own benefit.
好像我们在这里有定啊几点要睡觉。
For example, we have set a time for rest.
啊，十一点要睡觉哈。
At 11 p.m.
啊，七点要起床。
And we have to get up at 7 o'clock.
这个就是我们神学班的规矩。
These are the rules for this seminar.
啊，我们有十五天。
We have 15 days.
啊，你第一天、第二天你可以弄到一点、两点睡。
For the first few days, you may be able to sleep at 1 or 2 at night.
可能会还会很有精神。
And you may still be energetic.
但是如果每一天都这样。
But if you do that every day.
差不多到第七天你，六七天你就没有力量。
You will be enervated after several days.
哦，所以我们。住在教会的同龄哈，我们要按时熄灯。
So we should promptly go to bed.
啊，可能你在学校读书啊，你可以读到很晚。
Maybe you can study late at night when you are in school.
因为你有时候起得很晚。
Because you get up late.
有时候打电话去找一些学校的这个学生啊，还在睡觉。八点九点还是睡觉。
Sometimes I call some students.And they were still asleep at 8 or 9.
但是到这里，因为我们有一个作息时间啊，所以要啊，照这个规矩啊，睡觉起床。
But because we have a schedule, we should abide by the schedule.
啊，但是如果你过去一贯以来，你就是睡五个钟头就可以足够，那是特例的。
But if you are able to just sleep 5 hours a day, go ahead and do as you did.
啊，但是如果我们一天都要七八个小时睡休息才能够恢复体力呢，我们就要照这个规矩来。
But if you need 7 to 8 hours of sleep, please follow the schedule.
那这个规矩还有就是我们要帮忙教会清扫。
Another rule is that we should help to clean the church.
啊，这个也是我们要操练的。
This is something we should train.
啊，有的人啊，就说我要到教会来做玛利亚。
Some people say that they are here to be married.
因为玛利亚选择上好的福分。
For Mary had chosen the better portion.
啊，这十五天如果大家都来做玛利亚。
And if everyone here are married.
这十五天大家都禁止喝水啊。
Then we don't have to drink anymore.
哦，所以当然玛利亚有她的价值啊。
So Mary has her virtues.
那马大也有她的价值。
But Martha also has her virtues.
所以上课的时候你们当玛利亚。
So when you are in your class session, you are Mary.
那下课的时候就当马大。
But after the class sessions, you are Martha.
那这两个角色都把它扮演得好。
So we should play these two roles well.
那又可以得到属灵的造就，然后教会里面呢，这个工作又能够大家分担。
So that not only can we benefit in our class sessions, we can also carry the burden of cleaning the church.
那第六节说我们要当农夫。
The next verse said we should be a hard-working farmer.
农夫就是要很努力的耕耘。
A farmer is someone who toils the land.
就会有收获。
To receive a share of the crop.
这个耕耘我们可以指两点
There are two points we can mention.
第一次叫认真学习。
The first point is that we should learn diligently.
我还记得以前我在台湾有两兄弟。
As you remember, 印象很深。Two brothers in Taiwan.
那个时候那个大专的神学班。
It was during the theological seminar.
到晚上了，有的先去睡觉了，他们两个还坐在会堂，两个在那里交换那个笔记。
As you remember, when everyone had gone to sleep, both of them were still in the chapel discussing the Bible.
后来那个两个都当传道。
Later on, those two brothers became preachers.
我们教会这个兄弟党当传道的不多，他们是其中的一个。
We have very few brothers who are pastors.
所以我们要多多交换的这个属灵的心得。
So we should try to communicate our spiritual thoughts to other people.
那另外就是祷告。
The next training is prayer.
祷告要下功夫。
We have to put in effort.
然后我们在灵里面就会进步，会有体验。
Then we will have experience in the spiritual realm.
所以这个圣殿我们讲这个圣殿是祷告的殿。
We said that the holy temple.It's the temple of prayer.
主耶稣看到人在圣殿里面做鸽子做买卖卖鸽子
When Jesus saw that some people were doing business in the temple,
他非常的生气，就把这个牛羊赶出去，把这个银钱倒出来。
He was so furious that he chased them out and overturned the table.
所以他说，我的殿要成为万国祷告的殿。
And he said, my temple shall be a temple.For prayer.
所以在中午休息时间或者晚上休息时间或者在一般我们休息时间要说话我们有很漂亮这个花园到外面去
So during recess if you want to converse with other people please go out to the lawn or the yard
或者到这个餐厅里面去
Or the fellowship hall
那这个会堂就是让一些人在这里读圣经在这里祷告敬拜神用
This chapel will be used only for Bible reading and prayer.
所以不同的事情在不同的地方做。
So please do different things at different places.
特别我们外面很凉快
It's cool outside.
所以要多祷告。
So we should pray more.
在祷告上要更加功夫。
We should put in more effort in our prayer.
那我们如果劳力，我们就会有收获。
And if we strive toward it, we will.Harvest.
那 Pacifica 教会是有山有水啊。
It is a very scenic place here.
但是我们不是来这里游山玩水啊。
But we are not here for a tour.
等我们玩了之后。
After we finish the seminar.
那我们如果有空的可以留下来到处看看。
And then those of you who are free can stay back and tour the place.
那这十五天请我们不要跟这个 Pacifica 的青年私下打交情啊，在你们到哪里去看看。
Please don't try to pull your strings to have the Pacifica youth to bring you out.
你请他们，他们也不好意思说不好。
They wouldn't want to refuse you.
但是这个十五天因为要接待这七八十个人很多事情。
But there are many things to be done to take care of 70-80 people.
所以这十五天，请我们都留在教会里面。
So please stay.Within the church premise for the 15 days.
等到完之后，我们就可以到处去看看。
And after we have completed the seminar, we can just have fun outside the church.
我们现在进入以斯拉记。
Now let's go to the book of Ezra.
Ezra 跟尼希米记，我们一共要用六节的时间。
We will use six sessions to study the books of Ezra and Nehemiah.
那如果我们看这个圣经的次序，
if we look at the order of the Bible,
啊，历代志下以后，就接下来以斯拉记。
We find that the book after Second Chronicles is Ezra.
所以可见这个到历代志下以色列民的历史就差不多快结束了。
So up to Second Chronicles, the history of the Jews comes to an end.
啊，他们就被掳到巴比伦去了。
They were captured to Babylon.
哦，那我接下去就是以斯拉跟尼希米他们怎么样在巴比伦回来啊，重建圣殿跟圣城。
So the books Ezra and Nehemiah describe the return of the Jews from Babylon to rebuild the temple.
那么在这个之后啊，就是这个先知书。
And after that are the books of the prophets.
啊，这些先知书有一些先知啊，就是在啊他们被掳以后啊所兴起来的。
Some of these prophets arise after their Babylonian captivity.
哦，就是要在那里传扬神的话，要鼓励他们回来重建圣殿。
These prophets preach the words of God, to revive people's faith and let them return to rebuild the temple.
那为什么我们要学习以斯拉记跟尼希米记
？Why do we need to study the books Ezra and Nehemiah？
啊，这个在我们第一页的第三跟第四，被掳的意义跟重建圣殿的预表里面，我们会讨论。
Well, we shall discuss the reasons, in the Roman numeral 3 and 4, the meaning of captivity and the prefiguration of the rebuilding of the holy temple.
我们现在看历史背景啊。
Let's first look at the historical background.
第一点。主前616年，巴比伦与亚述征战，约西王战死。
Point A: In 616 BC, during the battle between Babylon and Assyria, Josiah was killed.
那么过了十年，到公元前606年。
10 years later, in 606 BC,
这个巴比伦就攻占耶路撒冷城。
Jerusalem was attacked by Babylon.
啊，结果。约雅敬王跟以色列人就第一次被掳到巴比伦。
King Jehoiakim and the Israelites were taken captive for the first time.
啊，那这里面包括但以理先知。
Included in the captivity was Prophet Daniel.
那当时这个巴比伦哈，就是现在的哪一个国家？我们有没有想过
？Does anyone know what's the present country, of Babylon?
伊拉克哈，就是现在伊拉克。
Iraq。
啊，所以当时这个伊拉克很强。
So at that time, it was a very strong nation.
所以在上一次的这个波斯湾战争。
So during the Gulf War.
啊，那个时候这个伊拉克的国王啊，他有一个雄心啊，就是要重新再恢复巴比伦帝国。
Saddam Hussein was.Determined to restore the glory of Babylon.
因为他们原来有一段辉煌的历史啊。
Because they used to have glorious history.
那现在的这个巴比伦也是伊拉克，现在伊拉克也是亚伯兰的故乡。
It is also the hometown, the homeland of Abraham.
哦，所以这个我们在这个波斯湾战争里面看到伊拉克有一个城叫做乌尔。
So one of the cities of Iraq is Ur.
啊，那里面充满着很多的古迹。
At that place, there are full of monuments.
那这个伊拉克就把这个最精密的战斗机都停在古迹的旁边，因为他知道美国不会轰炸。
And the Iraqis, knowing that the Americans will not bomb the monuments, they park their most advanced fighters there.
亚伯兰就是从那里出来的。
Abraham came from Ur.
所以606年哈，这个巴比伦攻占耶路撒冷哈。
So in 606 BC, Jerusalem was attacked by Babylon.
那么在十年以后
10 years later,
在596年
in 596 BC,
这个巴比伦第二次在攻耶路撒冷城。
Babylon attacked Jerusalem for the second time.
那这次以西结先知也被掳了。
Prophet Ezekiel was taken captive for the second time.
所以我们在这个历史当中看出来哈。但以理是一个在但以理书里面看出来，这个但以理是差不多这个没有缺点的先知。
From the book of Daniel, we see that Daniel was a prophet without any thought.
那以西结先知也是一个很重要的先知。
Prophet Ezekiel was also a very important prophet.
但是他们在被掳当中啊，也一起被掳去了。
However, both of them were taken captive.
因为神在当时这对这两个先知啊，在这个被掳的百姓中有他要做的工作。
For God has His work for these two prophets among the Israelites who were captured.
所以这个两个先知被掳啊，并不等于说神放弃了他们。
So when these two prophets were captured, that does not mean that God has forsaken the Israelites.
反正要借着被掳这件事情呢，借着先知要教导他们一些道理。
And in fact, God wanted to teach the people with the captivity of these two prophets.
那再过十年，主前公元的586年，巴比伦第三次攻耶路撒冷。
In 586 BC, Babylon attacked Jerusalem for the third time.
那耶路撒冷就被毁掉了。
Thus began so the city of Jerusalem was destroyed.
那圣殿圣城都没有了。
The holy temple and the wall were destroyed.
那以色列民第三次被掳。
That was the time when they were captured for the third time.
那这就进入啊70年被掳的时期啊。
And this was the time when they were captured for 70 years.
所以历代志下的36章的21节。
So Second Chronicles.
36:21，说这就应验耶和华借耶利米所说的话，地享安息，土地荒凉啊，只满70年了。就是他们后来就被掳，真的就被掳70年。
36:21， they were captured for 70 years。
那下面再看到公元538年。
In 538 BC,
这个时候巴比伦已经灭了啊，就换到这个波斯帝国了。
The kingdom of Babylon was destroyed, and the Persian Empire succeeded.
啊，所以这个波斯王古列就下命令了，允许选民回国重建圣殿。
So the king of Persia allowed the Israelites to return home to rebuild the holy temple.
那第二年就是公元537年。
The next year, in 537 BC,
这所罗巴伯率领被掳的百姓第一次返国。
Zerubbabel led the Israelites in captivity to return to Jerusalem for the first time.
那到公元前的520年。
In 520 BC,
就是他们圣殿停工15年以后。
After 15 years of work stoppage.
可见他们盖圣殿大概盖了2年，到不公元前535年左右啊，因为遇到困难就停工了。
Zerubbabel reinitiated the construction, and so there was a lapse of 2 years when they stopped work.
结果经过15年停工，那所罗巴伯再度兴工。
After 15 years, Zerubbabel reinitiated the construction.
那么再经过差不多4年的时间。
4 years later,
在公元前516年
，in 516 BC，
这个圣殿就重建完成。
The rebuilding of the holy temple was completed.
所以我们有知道这个所罗门王用几年建宫殿呢
？How many years did Solomon use to build his palace？
7年，7年哈，建这个圣殿哈，7年建圣殿啊，然后14年建王宫哈。
Solomon used 14 years to build his palace and 7 years to build build the holy temple.
那从他这个时间表这样看起来哈，他们重建这个圣殿大概也用了6-7年时间。
And from this timetable, we see that they used about 6 years to rebuild the temple.
那到了埃哈，公元前458年。以斯拉率领被掳的百姓第二次返国。
Point I, in 458 BC, Ezra led the captives to return to Jerusalem for the second time.
那到公元前445年。
In 445 BC,
差不多是13年以后。
About 13 years later,
尼希米率领被掳之民第三次返国。
Nehemiah led the captives to return for the third time.
这个时候就重建圣城。
This is the journey back to rebuild the
圣城
holy wall.
第一次是建殿，第二次是建城。
The first time when they returned was to rebuild the temple, and the second time, the wall.
那么公元前433年12年以后
in 433 BC
啊，这个尼希米第二个人第二次翻过
Nehemiah returned by himself for the second time
那这一次就是复兴他们的信仰
that was a time when the faith of the Israelites was restored
所以这大概是整个的历史背景
so these are the historical background
所以从第一次被掳公元前606年到尼希米第二次反国复兴以色列百姓的信仰啊，前后大概相差170年
So between 606 BC to 433 BC when the Israelites were captured and when the faith of the Israelites were restored there was a lapse of over 100 years
这时间相当的长了哈
So that was a long period of time.
那第三个哈，被掳的意义。
The meaning of captivity.
啊，以色列百姓在圣经里面称作不列在万民当中的民。
They shall be the people of all people.
不列在万民当中哈。
好。
是独居之民啊。我们来找找看啊，这个巴兰先知啊，被要去啊。请去受咒诅的时候他被圣灵感神的灵感动讲了一句话在哪里、
When Prophet Balaam was moved by the moved by God what did he say about the Israelites?
民数记的23章哈第九节
Deuteronomy 23 verse 9 Numbers 23 verse 9
OK 这个地方说哈说我从高峰看他从小山望他这是独居之民不列在万民当中、哦、这里啊这个巴兰被神感动他说这个以色列百姓他是独居之民不列在万民当中
Here the prophet was moved by God and said I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nations、
哦、所以他们叫做选民在这个时代被称作是选民
So they were the chosen people.
那不是犹太人就被称作外邦人。
Those who are not Jews are considered Gentiles.
那神要给这个选民牛奶与蜜的地。
And God would give the chosen people the land of honey and milk.
所以后来这个摩西就带以色列百姓就回到就到了这个迦南地。
So later on, the Israelites went to the land of Canaan.
那就在这个迦南地就开始繁荣兴盛起来。
And they began to multiply and be strengthened.
真的，神应许要让他们子孙呢多如海边的沙，真的很多。
So according to the promise of God to Abraham, their descendants multiplied.
那他们是独居之民，不列在外民。后来为什么神又允许外邦人来攻他们？攻了三次就把他们都掳走呢
？And even though they did not consider themselves one of the nations, why did God allow the Gentiles to attack them?
有一个非常重要的原因呢，就是他们在迦南地里面呢，忘记了神，拜偶像。
One important reason is that they forsake God and worship idols in the land of Canaan.
他们那个内里面那个信仰已经破产了。
Their faith was bankrupt.
他们外面还是犹太人。
They were Jews outwardly.
但是犹太人的特性就是应该有。敬拜独一的神
But the characteristics of a Jew is that he should worship God
但是他们的生活已经没有那种宗教的特质
But they had no such characteristics in their life
他们心中已经没有神了
They had no God in their heart
所以神为着再一次把这个以色列百姓的信仰再一次调整回来
So God wanted to restore the faith of the Jews
所以容许他们外邦人攻他然后把他掳到这个外邦去
And so God allowed foreigner to capture the Israelites.
那么在外邦当中，这个以色列百姓就受苦。
And in the foreign land, the Israelites suffered.
他们就想念他们的故乡。
And thought about their homeland.
就他们就想念他们的圣城圣殿。
Then they began to recall the holy temple and the wall.
所以后来神再允许他们就回来重建这个殿。
So later on, God allowed them to return to rebuild the temple and the wall.
所以这个被掳啊，在当时历史的意义，在当时来讲啊，就是要恢复他们的信仰。
So the meaning of captivity is to revive their faith.
来净化他们的信仰，能够敬拜独一的神。
To cleanse their faith so that they can worship the one true God.
但是这个被掳还有现代的意义。
But there is a modern meaning to this captivity.